This is Campus Connection for Thursday, February 18th, 2016. Kelly Burley here with OSU President Burns Hargis. And Burns, I bumped into the radio voice of the Cowboys, Dave Hunziker, all shined up in a tux a couple of days ago, and he was on his way to help honor some OSU alums.
He was indeed, and it wasn't a basketball game. It was the OSU Hall of Fame, which was one of the great events of the year for us. It is always at the beautiful OSU ConocoPhillips Alumni Center. Friday evening, we honored Ann and Mike Greenwood, who have touched OSU in so many ways through their generosity. Of course, there's the fantastic Greenwood Tennis Center. But Ann and Mike really take interest in things that aren't supported by a lot of other people. In fact, the band, they have just been a savior for our great OSU band. And very involved in a lot of other areas that need help but don't attract a lot of it. So loved honoring them. David Kyle, who had a successful career running one of the largest corporations in the world and certainly in Oklahoma, ONG, and One Oak and its various affiliates. He also has chaired our OSU Foundation and been a wonderful supporter financially of the university. He's also in his second career an accomplished artist, so that's interesting. And then finally, Vaughn Vinneberg, he got a psychology degree at Oklahoma State, but he's actually spent his life in the energy industry. He's helped start several energy companies, one of the most notable XTO that was sold to ExxonMobil. And was recently appointed to the National Petroleum Council by the Secretary of Energy for the United States. So it was really a great group to honor, and it was a fun evening.
Burns, let's turn to academic discovery. Of course, it's part and parcel with university experience, and at OSU it's being recognized front and center this week.
Well, it is. The land-grant mission, which we talk a lot about, land-grant universities that were originally created by the Morrill Act, which Abraham Lincoln pushed, had really three main missions. One was to instruct, in those days, engineering and agriculture for the most part. Two was to do research, and three was to share both with the state, the nation, and the world, and that was the whole basis, the three-legged stool, if you will, of land-grant universities. So research is as important as anything we do at Oklahoma State, and so Research Week highlights the work we've been doing the previous year. There are talks, panels, performances, exhibits. Our research really is very broad. It ranges from physical, natural, social sciences to engineering and arts and the humanities. The other important part of our research initiative here at Oklahoma State is we try to get undergraduates as involved as we possibly can. In fact, I dare say we have more undergraduates and real research going on than most any school. And it yields great results. Just last week, there was a big spotlight on our this portable gasification system, which was developed by our students and under the direction of Professor Ray Hunke. It's the Oklahoma Research Foundation's business incubator, Cowboy Technology. This is a portable system that can take almost any kind of carbon-based waste and convert it to synthetic gas to power a generator. So, for example, with our military, if they're out in the field a long way from any power, they can use this. The same with in the oil and gas industry and a lot of places where you are remote from any electrical hookup. So it's very exciting, and it's going to be interesting to see how this takes off.
And to finally, Burns, a new facility coming online at OSU with a front door that's probably a little bigger than the average front door.
It is, but boy, is it an important front door for us here at Oklahoma State University. You're right, Tuesday we celebrated the opening of the Charles and Linda Klein Equine Teaching Center. Horses are a key area of the OSU teaching and research mission and are a big part of our Oklahoma economy. The new facility includes classroom space, indoor teaching arena, as well as the foaling stalls and stable areas. And thanks to the generosity and passion of Linda and her late husband, Charles, this facility will allow OSU to build on a storied equine legacy. And then before we leave today, Kelly, I do want to recognize Jack Givens. Jack Givens was a longtime supporter and regent for Oklahoma State University, well connected in all ag communities. He's a rancher from Mangum, Oklahoma. We lost him. This week, but his memory will live on.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.